Jewish audio on Chabad.org.
With the help of Hashem, we are learning the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, Chelek HaRachayim. We are up to Simon Reish Aleph, Mihu HaMavarech, who should lead the benching, and we are in the middle of Se'iv Dalet. So after the Alter Rebbe established that if the Baal HaBos can be the Big Chacham and a Kohen, nevertheless, if there is an Oireach, a guest, the benching should be given to the Oireach in order for the Oireach to give the Birchas Baal HaBayis, as many have in their Nusach of benching, to give a special bracha to the Baal HaBayis. Says the Alter Rebbe, but there are exceptions to that rule. Let's begin with number one. Umikol makim, nevertheless, im ho'ereyach einoy hagun be'enei Baal HaBayis, if for whatever reason the Baal HaBayis does not find his guest to be suitable to lead the benching, he's not obligated to give it to him. And reshoi lahavir mimenu habracha, he can remove the bracha from him, velitnoi le'echad mibnei beisein, to give it to someone else who is a household member, even if that's a household member that won't give him a bracha. What will be the case where someone is called a b'nei bayis, not the Baal HaBayis, the b'nei beisoy, and he won't have to bench the Baal HaBayis? That will be someone who's living in the house, but he's paying for food and board. And the rule then would be that, yeah, he's not the Baal HaBayis, but he doesn't give a bracha to the Baal HaBayis because he's paying to be there. Oh, Kagoin, for example, Shuhu Samuch al Shulchanei Bischad, if he's paying room and board there. And then the rule will be She'enot Tzarech Levarach LaBaal HaBayis, he's not obliged to bench the Baal HaBayis because he's like Chatzi HaBaal HaBayis himself. He can be given the benching. And furthermore, number two, here concludes the Rebbe, Va'afilu hu hagin be'enov, even if there is a guest, that Taka is someone who's suitable. The reason why the Baal HaBayis has to give it to the Oireach is in order for the Oireach to give him a bracha. The Baal HaBayis has the right to say, I don't need the bracha. I am foregoing, I'm being mevater on this bracha. If the Baal HaBayis v'roitza levater al berchasoi, and therefore ulevarich ba'atzmai, and to lead the benching himself, gezunta heit, harashus b'yadei, he always has that option. And now let's go and learn se'if hei, the final se'if in Simen Reish Aleph. Says the Alter Rebbe, when the Baal HaBayis does give the leading of the benching to a guest. And again, this is when people haven't had in their nusach of benching, if the Oireach is benching, a special bracha for the Baal HaBayis. But he opts not to give that bracha. Says the Alter Rebbe, mekatzer yom, of his days are shortened. And why is that? Mishum shenimna levarach es Baal HaBayis, because he withheld the bracha from the Baal HaBayis. And therefore, since the Baal HaBayis is Mizera Avram, is this from the descendants of Avram Avinu, shenemar boy, regarding Avram, it says in Parshas Lech Lecha, that va'avorcha mevarechecha, that whoever benches you will be benched. Now, I know the opposite is also written, that if someone, God forbid, curses a Jew, then they are cursed. This person is not cursing anyone. Still, by the fact that there is a bracha given to someone who benches any Jew, if you withhold that bracha, so a bracha is withheld from you, which means that the person's life is shortened. Wow. Because umichlal hein ata shemei alav, that from the positive statement we can infer the negative. That something, not only that the bracha is withheld, in other words, that something negative happens to one who has, in our case, lefi hanusach, if that's your nusach, you should have given a bracha, and you didn't, then something negative happens. Ve'gam kol adam, yesh loy lachzor sheyitnu loy koy shel bracha levarach birchas hamazon bezimun, another thing, says the Alter Rebbe, and here we have almost a paradox. There are certain places in Chazal where we find that listening and paying attention is even better than saying the bracha yourself. Here the Alter Rebbe is clearly saying otherwise. Again, this is all in the time that only the one leading the benching was the one that said all the words. Everyone else fulfilled their obligation by listening. Says the Alter Rebbe, say it yourself. Make an effort. You should be the one leading the zimun. V'loy l'shmaya, not to be the one listening and answering amin. Because even though sha'af, that there is a rule, that shahashri meya ko'ino, that listening is tantamount to saying it yourself. And another rule, v'oino amin, whoever answers amin, it's kim moitze brach mepiv, it's as if you said the bracha yourself verbally. Mikol makim, nevertheless, mimahadin litein socher tchila l'hamavarech, the reward which is a simen, which is an indication that the reward is given first to the one who actually articulated the bracha, why is it coming quicker to him? Because it's better to be the one giving the bracha, so you should make an effort indeed to be that person, and therefore to lead the benching, God willing, to be continued.